And look, just before we get into it, I also wanted to say something about the Queensland Chief Health Officer. After Dr. Jeanette Young backtracked on her threat to kick the rugby league players out of the Sunshine State if they're caught breaching the biosecurity protocols. Now, you'll see there's a very good reason for this. Three words. The grand final. I've been quite firm in demanding these footballers and their families follow the rules to ensure the comp continues, because they're in a very fortunate position to still be playing footy while others can't see their dying relatives or run their business. James Roberts opening the door and walking onto a balcony of the team hotel, it's hardly the crime of the century. And if Dr. Young thinks that's a major breach, well, she's kidding herself. I listened to the press conference earlier today, and it was quite clear that someone from the government got into her ear and said, "Hey, Doc, you can't boot the NRL out of Queensland because we're trying to get the biggest game of the season for the very first time." So do you really think Anastasia Palaszczuk and Stephen Miles would allow the Queensland Chief Health Officer to jeopardise that? I mean, the Deputy Premier stands there at most press conferences in a Queensland Maroons mask, for goodness sake. They're already in debt to the tune of $100 billion. They managed to squeeze the NRL $8 million out of Premier Palaszczuk to host the Origin opener in Townsville. They're also spending billions of dollars on the Olympics in 2032. So, look, I know this is a sports show, but you can't tell me the Queensland government hasn't played politics with a global health crisis to secure some major events. You can have your say on that, 131 873, but I have no doubt that probably the Premier, a couple of the bureaucrats in the Queensland government said, "Hey, Doc, don't be threatening to kick the NRL out. We want the grand final. You're not going to jeopardise that."